SU Election 2020, brought to you by Pulse, your place for student news.
So candidates for the BME officer role, so the Black Minority and Ethnic Officer role. Hera Arubi is a candidate for the BME officer role. She would like to start a campaign against hate crime at the university. She'd like to raise awareness and take action to create a safer learning environment for everyone. She argues that this is particularly needed due to the recent rise of xenophobia due to the coronavirus against the East Asian community. They would like to ensure that support groups are available for BME students to help with their academic journey and offering general support too. And they say that this will reduce the attainment gap of BME students and allow for more fair completion of their studies. They would like to host career-related events and networking opportunities for BME students to ensure their graduate jobs. Talks would be available from other BME students to offer advice and motivation. They would introduce an international week at the University of Nottingham where students would have an opportunity to learn about each other's cultures by participating in fun activities and eating food. And overall, they say that BME and non-BME communities would integrate more as a result of that. Jared Spencer, candidate for the BME officer role. So they are suggesting to create a subcommittee comprising of representatives from each minority ethnic student group to ensure the needs of all BAME students are heard and recognised. They intend to create stronger links at the University of Nottingham with Africa and the Caribbean, such as through a semester abroad in Barbados. They would like to create a student-funded scholarship for incoming students of ethnic minorities. They would like to promote equality, diversity and inclusion among the student body, administration and academic staff. Jerry Foote, candidate for the BME officer role. She intends to ensure BME students feel like their voices are heard by communicating with the network to ensure she understands how to support students as their BME officer. She'd like to create welfare sessions to ensure all students feel that they are not alone. She would like to implement a buddy student system so that new students have someone that they feel that they can rely on. She would like to network with other student union groups, and they intend to do this with student groups such as the LGBTQ+ network and the women's network to create more events and also to tackle issues such as equality, diversity and inclusion. They would like to create fun and impactful campaigns around cultural occasions of significance to tackle the attainment gap for ethnic minorities by creating alumni events and working with the education officer to overcome this, and to create more careers and social events to help focus on career goals and also to have fun.
There are four candidates running for BME officer in this year's student union elections, and the thing that stood out the most was that each of the candidates wanted to offer events in order to ensure that BME students get the most out of uni life. And these events include things such as alumni events with ex-BME Nottingham students, also career events in order to ensure that they're getting the most out of the university experience. And even one candidate proposed the creation of a student-funded scholarship for BME students who may be facing financial hardship due to a lower income background. The manifestos also present a clear need for greater inclusion of BME students, as each candidate writes that they want to ensure that there is a good support network for BME students within the university in order to try and prevent racism and to understand the needs of BME students within the university.